Yes, welcome to the NBA panel. Today I'm honored to be joined by Golden State Warriors reporter Karis Burke. Karis, what's going on?
Hey, it's nice to talk to you, John.
You too. Thanks for joining me. You have a great job, a great career, covering one of the best teams in the league.
I love it. I mean, I think about how lucky I am to get to talk to Steve Kerr or Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Draymond Green almost every day. Like, guys who will really go down as, you know, that roster in particular, this core group as one of the best to ever play, is pretty special.
Yes. Covering the team inside out, how's it for you covering a team that's basically built around a core? You said Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Even though they added KD a couple of years ago, but that core is basically the heart of the team.
It is. So they were drafted by Golden State. They're
yes.
in their 11th season together, which feels so rare. In this era of player empowerment, which is great, but where guys can move around and create their own super teams,
right.
these three have stuck together for 11 years. I don't know how much longer we're going to see something like that.
Definitely. And the Warriors for injuries. I mean, you know, Klay got hurt at the same time. KD got hurt. If Klay doesn't get hurt, they may pull that series out against the Toronto Raptors. Never know what's going to happen.
That is something the fans definitely enjoy talking about. And, of course, no injuries. You don't want to ever see injuries take away from great competition. But, man, it is what it is. And congratulations to the Toronto Raptors.
Yes. last year, it came back. Golden State put it off against the Celtics. Going into that series, I saw Golden State win because of the championship experience that they had together. And it showed. They all came together. And, you know, Klay and Steph stepped up and the rest is history.
Yes. The fact that they could close out games, I think, was really important. You know what also bothered the Warriors? And Steph Curry sees everything. He might be too online. Now, he doesn't comment. He's not on Twitter. He's not doing that. But
right.
he's everything. And I think when they saw, I believe it was an ESPN projection that said the Celtics had an 86% chance of winning the finals, I think that bothered them. And then
right.
there you go. Whatever motivates you, use it, right?
Yes. And Klay Thompson, you know, we talk about the top 75 players and they won a championship last year. Let people know about it also.
Well, do you remember with Klay, he didn't make that top 75.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
they made him a jersey that said number 77 if he wore that around last season. Yeah.
Definitely. For you, you went into it a little bit. How's it covering one of the greatest teams in the league?
It's really an honor. And they make my job easy. Okay, I talk to other reporters, especially the sideline reporters, and the teams aren't as friendly with media. But
right.
here with Golden State, honestly, it starts with the GM, Bob Myers. Then you
yes.
have a coach, Steve Kerr. Then you have somebody like Steph Curry, the face of the franchise. All three of those guys are wonderful and very giving with media. So it makes the job so much easier. And then when they model that kind of stuff, you know, the other players who are coming from other teams who might be a little bit more reluctant. Some of them are even shy. I mean, we should acknowledge that, you know, not everybody likes public speaking.
Right.
But they kind of model, like, hey, it's okay. Let's be in an environment of trust. It also helps that the Warriors have their PR guy, Raymond Ritter, has been there for more than 20 years, regarded as the best in the business. So
yes.
it's a really nice two-way street built on respect.
And this team has infused a youth movement, which has been extraordinary. I mean, Andrew Wiggins stepped up phenomenally last year in the finals, and
mm-hmm.
the emergence of the one and only Jordan Poole. Talk about
mm-hmm.
his emergence, because he's earned that contract he just got.
Yes, yes. We should acknowledge that Jordan has had a tough start to the season, but I think
yeah.
that's aligned with the struggles that the whole team is going through. Remember, they had that really tough five-game losing streak on the road.
Right.
Jordan had an explosive year three. That was last season. And I agree with you. He earned every penny of that extension, which kicks in next season.
Yes.
The way he earned that was how difficult his rookie season was. The Warriors, after all of the those injuries, remember, like you just mentioned in the finals against the Raptors, the next season, Jordan's rookie year, was when the team went 15-50, the worst record in the league. The Warriors didn't want to play Jordan Poole as a rookie, but they had to throw him in the fire because there was no one else.
Right.
So, you know, as he's getting his footing in the league, and it's tough. It's tough to be a rookie, as you know.
Yes.
You know, he's kind of the face of some of the problems. Then he worked his butt off in the offseason. Next season, he even had to drop down to the G League for a little bit just to get right, and he did. And so time and patience and going through some really tough stuff helped him in year three. And now he's in year four, and the team is going to see, like, where he takes those gains next.
Yes, the team also infusing back James Wiseman. He adds a different element on the floor once he's healthy. Mm-hmm. Once he gets consistent, he adds element in the middle of the floor that Golden State doesn't have. We all know the phenomenal job Kevin Looney is doing, but James Wiseman is an athletic freak, and him off of pick and rolls and alley-oops, that brings a whole different element to that exciting offense.
Yes, it does. I mean, James Wiseman, he is a 7-footer, so just body type, he's already different than Kevon Looney. He gives the Warriors a vertical threat, so lobs, dunk. You also have rim protection. What we're considering now is, you know, as local fans talk about James Wiseman, who has also struggled in his start to the season,
right.
He has not played 50 games in his NBA career yet. This is year three for Wiseman, but you'll remember that he missed all of last season.
Right.
So he's still getting up to speed.
How do you think about what are your thoughts on Steve Kerr being able to gel with the young players also, but having those veterans there, as Steph and Clay helps a lot. But you have to still have to buy in what Steve Kerr is saying.
Well, Steve has kind of said, you know, as I think he's 57 now, that his jokes and his movie references,
right.
the young guys do not understand what on earth he's talking about. But, you know, he likes to pepper in some jokes in film study, and they're like, what?
Right.
There's a collection of guys, I think 19, 20, 21. Jordan Poole is 23. But the really young guys on the team, if they had, you know, regular people lives, they would still be in college. You know, so they're trying to figure out what it means to be a professional in the NBA, just how you move in this league.
Right.
And then there's the stuff on the floor, maybe some of the stuff in their foundation, like they're very good athletes, but they're still coming in raw.
Right.
So Steve said that's sort of been the challenge for him. And the great thing about having veterans on this team, even somebody like Andre Iguodala, who's not playing right now, but it's different for a young player to hear something from an older player, a guy who's been there before, instead of hearing everything from your coaches, right? Coaches kind of become like teachers. They kind of become that Charlie Brown voice of like, womp, 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 womp. You know,
right.
Maybe you tune it out a little bit. But when it comes from a player, they have to listen. So it's nice to have an assortment of voices to help guide the young guys on the team.
Definitely. Yes, and on the whole league, besides maybe like 14 off to a slow start, the Warriors are one of the teams you don't have to worry about, as we've been talking about, to have the young core, great coach. What do you think about the league overall or the Western Conference with slow starts? A lot of teams like the Warriors are bringing back players and implementing to the roster and getting the lineup set up.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it tells me the West is more open than we thought. It tells me how difficult it is to win in this league. I know that the Warriors keep saying that they've won 4 championships in 8 seasons, but they're like, please don't think this is easy, please.
Right.
When you look at maybe the Lakers, when you look at the Warriors, you see a lot of new pieces on this team, and maybe the struggle to get chemistry back from year to year to year. It really is a puzzle that you need to put together.
Right. Yeah, part of the big three, Draymond Green, gets a lot of flack sometimes because of his play. But we all know without him, the Golden State Warriors are not the same team. Same with Steph, same with Clay. Because Draymond could have a stat line of 2-2, 10 rebounds. That's a good game for him because he's like the motor on the floor.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Steve Kerr refers to Draymond as the heartbeat of the team. That definitely starts on the defensive end, the pride that Draymond takes on his defense and how important that is. He also plays that role of like point forward. You know, frequently he's the assist leader on the team.
Right.
He's the captain, the guy pointing to where everybody else needs to be on the floor. Just his basketball vision, his IQ is so valuable to what the Warriors want to do.
Definitely. Safe Center, I haven't been able to visit it yet. Tell us, and others haven't been there yet, how great that new arena is.
Yeah, shiny and new. It is a gem in San Francisco. Like, it's important to the city of San Francisco, right along the water. People often ask me, like, where do I sit? Where are the best seats? I know I'm going to give this answer and sound like a huge homer, but I've sat at the very top.
Right.
I've sat in the 100 level. The sight lines everywhere are
right.
good. And they have to be. If you're going to create a new arena, like, every seat has to be good, because every seat, you know, it costs money. If people are going
right.
to spend hard-earned money, it needs to be an experience going to Chase Center, and it is.
I can't wait to get down there and see a game. I got to make it down there and cover a game.
Find any to. Excuse, John. Come and cover a game.
Got to. Personally for you, you stepped into NBC in 2016, and the rest is history. Congratulations
yeah.
on climbing the ladder quickly. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you very much. You know what? I know you're calling from New Jersey. So one of the things that helped me get this job at NBC Sports Bay Area is my time at SNY in New York City. So most people
okay.
know that the Mets network, but they also covered UConn women's basketball, which is a big deal. I got to be the UConn reporter for 4 years. They happened to win 4 consecutive championships during that time. I had a relationship with Gino Auriemma, a professional one, that should go without saying, but I'm hearing my words.
Understand.
He became the Team USA women's basketball coach for the Rio Olympics.
Right.
I got to cover that Olympics, and I think that experience, kind of climbing the ladder that way, helped me get on NBC Sports Bay Area's radar, which was really great. And then the guy I was dating in New York City moved to San Francisco. I followed
okay.
him a year later, and then everything lined up for me to get, you know, the best job I've ever had in my career.
Yes, you've been around winning your whole career. You had a great career.
I've been so charmed, so lucky.
Yes, and you play basketball in your spare time also?
A little bit. I have an ACL. I tore my ACL, and I will admit, it makes me nervous to be back on the court.
Gotcha.
That ACL was physically the most painful thing I've ever gone through, and then mentally it was a trip.
Right.
Like, getting in those dog days of rehab where I could see how much progress I was making,
right.
but I could still understand how far I had to go. It was like nothing felt good enough. It was really hard. And I got to be honest that I'm still carrying some of that mental baggage a little bit. So I don't hoop a lot now. And I was never good enough for a college scholarship. I've just always loved the game. I had
right.
really great coaches in middle school and high school who helped me with my foundation.
Okay.
Man, maybe a game of horse. How about that?
Okay, that's great. Well, your love for the game, has led you to a great career.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely has. There's a lot of negative headlines around the league right now, certain teams. Let's talk about how the Warriors are able to steer away from that in the great culture they have there.
What headlines do you mean?
Like the negative headlines around the league, certain teams, like the things going on in the league right now, with like Udoka and...
Yeah, the Warriors have had their coaching staff in place for a long time. That's kind of been the goal. I think Bob Myers and Steve Kerr definitely have an understanding of how they want to run things. And then I think Steve has an understanding of how he wants to treat his players. For example, there's a lot of discussion right now about the changing rotation, and he's trying to find some player combinations that can help them get wins. So guys who were playing before, say James Wiseman, he got a DNP in the last game. And
right.
Steve Kerr likes to say, if there are any changes in the rotation, he is going to communicate to a player why. What is happening? So there's never any doubt or wonder or feelings that can start to fester.
Right.
And Steve said that goes back to his time as a reserve, the games where he was riding the bench. He just wanted to know why. I think he leans on his experience as a player to help communicate with the players today.
What do you think the team's expectations are about the All-Star break for Steve Kerr and the squad? I think they're starting to have a clicking by then.
Yeah, I think you'll be right. I think they're going through a lot of growing pains right now. If they can sort of work through those issues now, they should be in much better shape by the All-Star break. I mean,
right.
The goal for any defending champion, that they will, every single one of them will tell you, well, to win again. And the Warriors really have to seize on the primes of Steph, Clay, Draymond. I might even throw Kevon Looney in there. He's been here for a lot of basketball. The prime of Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
You know, there are these moments in time where teams or fan bases don't realize how lucky they are to have these guys. And if they can, you know, if they can work to win another championship, that would be truly special in what is already a dynasty.
Yes, yes, it would. I mean, Steph has 4 rings. I know he wants that very bad.
I think he would like a whole fistful of rings if he can do it, yeah.
With this core they have, I believe they can do it. I really
mm-hmm.
do. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know, as a defending champion, you get everyone's best shot every night. And Ja and Draymond talked into existence. The Christmas Day game going to be kind of a lot.
Christmas is going to be huge.
Yes.
Memphis is exciting. Ja Morant is already one of the faces of this league. And I think that chatter between the teams was
yeah.
mostly friendly. But yes, if they manifested that Christmas game, an absolute treat for the fans.
Definitely, definitely. Karis, thank you so much for your time. I enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for your thoughtful questions, John. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was about in the future of Saturday teams and one after the All-Star break.
All right, you come down. Come down to the Chase Center, okay? I'll take care of you.
Definitely. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, that was Golden State Warriors reporter, Kev Burke. Thanks for joining me. Catch you next time.